Le lancement du premier livre de l'auteur Danny Covey, Scar Tissue, se tiendra au Dojo 100% Martial Arts and Fitness à Embrun le 9 septembre prochain. Après avoir subi 8 chirurgies au corps et presque mourir 3 fois sur la table d'opération, Danny Covey eut l'impression de devoir raconter son histoire.
My book, actually, I've been working on it for about 2.5 years, and a friend of mine asked me, would you ever consider writing a book? And I thought initially, well, I'm too young to write a book. And I don't know what I would say, but after that conversation, I went home and I realized, well, maybe I'll just make a few notes. And I had about 10 pages of notes, and that's when I realized maybe I do have something to say. I've had 8 heart-related surgeries. 4 of those were open heart, and I've nearly died on the operating table 3 times. So I kind of thought, well, maybe I do have something to say. So I started writing in 2021 and 2022, and my book kind of talks about what I call my open heart journey, and it wrestles with the idea of survivor's guilt, and that's something that, you know, I found challenging. But it just talks about my journey, my open heart journey, and then in the middle of that, I did something crazy and got a black belt in jiu-jitsu. So it kind of talks about my journey through these things and just doing something physical that I was told I'd never be able to do.
Après 10 ans d'entraînement en jiu-jitsu, Danny Covey a dû prendre une pause d'un an et demi suivant sa chirurgie au cœur en 2017. L'auteur n'a pas abandonné et en 2018 a réussi à obtenir sa ceinture noire.
So the dojo, I've trained there for about probably the past 10 years. And in 2017, I had to take about 1.5 years off because I had my last heart surgery. And I was almost at that black belt level. And after my surgery, I thought, you know what, I still want to achieve this goal. And even though it was difficult with recovering from surgery and then being smart about training, I was able to go back. And in 2018, I got my black belt, finally.
Pour Danny Covey, écrire à propos de ses traumatismes l'a vraiment aidé à comprendre ce qu'il a vécu. L'encourage les gens à faire de même, car selon lui, c'est extrêmement avantageux.
Writing about past traumas that I went through as a child, even, you know, 5 years ago, really did help give me perspective and to make sense of things that maybe you experience when you're younger. And then when you revisit them and you're writing about them and trying to make sense of them, it does kind of crystallize, like help you understand what you went through. So I've found that to be true for me, that it was hugely beneficial. And I've encouraged people to, even if you can't write, but you've gone through some kind of trauma or difficulty in your past, write about it to the best of your ability, because writing is thinking and it helps you make sense of some of the things that you've been through.
Danny Covey affirme avoir été motivé à écrire son livre parce qu'il croyait que partager son histoire pourrait être bénéfique pour les lecteurs.
Part of the reason why I felt compelled to write was that, at least from what I've seen, suffering is a human universal. Like, everybody will suffer in some degree, in some form. And it's something that we all go through. And that's part of what challenged me to write. And maybe that there's something that I have to offer through what I wrote. And I'll just share this. There was a quote that I came across. And when I read this quote, it made me realize, if I think there's something that I have to share that somebody can learn from, then I absolutely have to write. And the quote, I'll try not to butcher it, but the quote was this: one day you will tell your story of how you've overcome what you're going through now, and it will become part of somebody else's survival guide. And when I read that, that's what helped me realize, okay, I need to write, because maybe somebody needs to hear what I've been through, because that will be a help to them. So, and that's really what this book launch is about too. It's just celebrating the day with the community in Embrun, with my martial arts community that I've spent so much time with, literal blood, sweat, and tears with them. And so I just want it to be a day where, you know, people can come, they can buy a copy if they want, or if they just want to come and just be part of the festivities, they're more than welcome.
Lors du lancement du livre, il y aura une démonstration d'arts martiaux. Le maire de la municipalité de Russell, Pierre Leroux, ainsi que le propriétaire du dojo 100% Martial Arts and Fitness seront présents. L'auteur, Danny Covey, fera la lecture d'un chapitre ainsi qu'une courte présentation au sujet de son parcours.
So the book launch is going to be kicked off with a martial arts demonstration, it seemed only fitting. It's at a martial arts dojo. There will be light refreshments. The mayor of Amberin is coming as well, and he's just going to speak, you know, just to the value of community and doing things together as a whole. The owner of 100% Martial Arts will be speaking as well, just to share his thoughts on dreams and accomplishing your dreams and stepping out of your comfort zone. I will be doing a sample chapter reading. I'll be giving a brief presentation, just kind of the background to my story. So there's people there that don't necessarily know who I am. They can at least get a little bit of background. I'll talk about my journey. And then I'll have some books for sale that people can purchase. They can have them signed. They can enjoy being at the dojo. There'll be merchandise available that people can buy, or they can just come out and chat and have a good time.
Rose Gresla, dans le cadre d'une initiative de journalisme local pour CJRO Radio.